AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama has used a rare Oval Office speech to reassure Americans in the aftermath of the terror attacks in Paris and a California health center.
The president says attacks like these signal a new phase of the terror threat, and he knows Americans are worried.
The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it.
And not by sending a big ground force into Iraq and Syria, or by talking tough, or by turning Muslim immigrants away from U.S. shores.
Because when we travel down that road, we lose.
Obama's third Oval Office address since taking office reflected growing concern here that GOP foes aren't just slamming his strategy for fighting the Islamic State group, but portraying a West at war with Islam. Obama says that plays right into the hands of the militants. Mark Smith at the White House.
Former President Jimmy Carter says a recent doctor's visit gave him good news about his cancer treatment. In Plains, Georgia, he told the congregation at Maranatha Baptist Church about the visit and a brain scan.
When I went this week, they didn't find any cancer at all, so I have good news.
The 91-year-old says he will continue on a drug that will help his body seek out cancer cells. Less than 2 weeks before the release of the new Star Wars movie, George Lucas is receiving the country's highest award for lifetime achievement in the arts. He and four others were celebrated at tonight's Kennedy Center Honors in Washington, and before that at a White House reception with President Obama.
For all the joy and the pleasure, all the insight and the understanding that they have brought to us over the years, we want to thank them. And we sure are proud to celebrate them as our 2015 Kennedy Center honorees. Please give them a big round.
The others are singer-songwriter Carole King, actress and singer Rita Moreno, conductor Seiji Ozawa, and actress Cicely Tyson. This is AP Radio News. There's no stopping Hunger Games. The AP's Jamie Fryer has the weekend box office results.
We all have one enemy. He corrupts everyone and everything.
Hunger Games finale stays number one for the third straight weekend. Jennifer Lawrence-led film has now topped $500 million in worldwide ticket sales.
It's Christmas. Nothing bad's gonna happen on Christmas.
The holiday horror comedy Krampus opens in second. Creed and the Good Dinosaur place third and fourth this weekend. I'm Jamie Fryer.
A 110-year-old World War II veteran from Louisiana is planning for a special time in Washington. KPLC-TV in Lake Charles reports that Frank Levingston's trip this week will include a Pearl Harbor ceremony at the World War II Memorial tomorrow, and Tuesday, a White House tour. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.